This is the word of the Lord. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brother and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. 1989. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. How many of you saw it? Great movie. All of those Indiana Jones movies are great. Harrison Ford, of course, plays Indiana Jones. His father in the Last Crusade is played by Sean Connery. And they are archaeologists looking for the Holy Grail. And the Nazis want the Holy Grail, and they're chasing Sean Connery and Indiana Jones. And so they're going through all these misadventures trying to get away from the enemy. And at one point, Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones get on board the Hindenburg. How many of you know what the Hindenburg is? Okay, dirigible, airship, big balloon. And underneath this, there's a gondola. A gondola, a big enclosed, almost like a small restaurant, because there were tables and chairs in there, people sitting in there, and they were eating food and that. And Indiana Jones and his father, Sean Connery, they go in there, and they sit at a table next to the window. And Indiana Jones goes off to explore a little bit and see what's going on. Well, one of the enemy officers gets on board and sees Sean Connery sitting by the window, and he goes over there and starts hollering at him and pulling out his gun. And Indiana Jones comes up behind the enemy officer, clubs him over the head, takes his gun off him, and throws him out the window. And everybody's looking at Indiana Jones, and he turns around, and he looks at everybody, and he goes, "He didn't have a ticket." And right away, everybody goes, and they hold out their tickets to Indiana Jones. It's funny. They didn't want to get thrown out the window, right? Not too funny when you read, "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Today's one of those no-brainers, black and white. Plain as the nose on your face. If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, grandchildren, yes, even their own life, you've got to hate your bank account, hate your possessions, hate your reputation, hate your vacations, hate your pets. You can't be Jesus' disciples. In other words, Jesus is just simply restating the number one commandment. When he was asked what the most important commandment was, Jesus said it is this: to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That means in comparison to how much you love God, how much you love Jesus, you hate everything else. They are just not important to you. And so Jesus said that if you don't, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. What does it mean to carry a cross? What happened on the cross? I have to tell you what happened on the cross. Jesus was nailed to it, but more than that, Jesus allowed them to take his control away. He was not in control. When you are nailed to the cross, you are in control of nothing. It is total surrender. And when you pick up your cross and follow Jesus, you are giving up control of everything that you have, everything that you are. And you're putting it in God's hands. 33, in the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Matthew 22, verses 1 through 14, is about a wedding banquet. Jesus told his followers about a king who threw a wedding. Big wedding. It was for his son. And he didn't spare anything. I mean, he bought the very best of all the food. He slaughtered his bull, his oxen. He had all the food prepared. He provided clothes for everybody to wear. And he sent out the servants to go and bring in all of the important people to the wedding. And they were too busy to come. They said no. So the king became angry. He sent his soldiers out and had them killed. And then he sent his servants back out to invite whoever they could find. Go into the highways and byways. Invite anybody you can find, good and bad people alike. And so they did. They went out and invited everybody they could find to come to the wedding. Now it was the tradition that the king would provide for everybody, not only food and lodging, refreshments. He would provide with them wedding clothes. It was a festive occasion. And so there were these outfits that they were to wear. And it said that when the king went to mingle with the guests, he saw a man standing there not wearing his wedding clothes. This man did not give up control. He decided to do things his way. And the king said to his servants, "Bind him up, hand and foot, and throw him into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Ticket, please. Ticket. I'm not preaching a faith righteousness. Like we told the kids, we are to baptize every nation, including this one, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and teach everybody to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us. Tall order, huge order. Not everybody's going to want to listen. Well, the people who don't listen, they're going out the window. They're going to be tied up hand and foot and cast into outer darkness. Salvation comes through grace alone, through our faith in Jesus Christ. But the proof is in the pudding. And if Jesus is truly our Lord and our Savior, then we will give up control of everything that we have and everything that we are to God. Not the person next to you. Not just on Sunday morning, not on Thursday night, not just once in a while, not just during certain holidays. But the Word says that we will pick up our crosses daily to follow Jesus. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Have you given up control of everything that you have to God? Do you love Jesus more than you love your spouse and your children and grandchildren? Do you love Jesus more than you love your own life? Are you ready and willing to give up that control? A lot of times the Word of God is wonderful and soothing and comforting and, oh, yes. But then sometimes the Word of God is demanding. And it just requires sacrifice on our part. We have to choose to be willing to do this, to allow this to happen to us. We have to choose to be willing to pick up our cross, to let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us, to pry our fingers off of our possessions, including our family. Jesus said, "Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. We need help. We need the Holy Spirit. Tickets. Do you have your ticket? God loves you, and so do I.